Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up here until 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the Shot of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Lamborghini has a new AI system in its upcoming models that they say can correct your bad driving in real time.
Oh, yay.
Let's start sharing that with everybody.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Lamborghini.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to buy a car that expensive, I hope you know how to drive.
For real. If you're a bad driver, that shouldn't be on your...
Yeah, let me get one of the fastest cars made.
Yeah.
See if I can ruin it.
I mean, there's some fast drivers out there that I consider to be bad drivers. You know, I understand.
Yeah, driving fast doesn't make you a good driver.
No.
It just makes you a fast driver.
Right. Oh, good. You can weave in and out of traffic at blinding speeds.
Do you trust AI to correct it for you, though?
To a degree. To a degree. You know, because they got... drove a car here recently. It was a rental that had that steering aid.
Yeah.
You know, you put it on cruise control and it keeps it between the lanes. There was only one issue with it, and it was going up north, going north on I-5. There is a there's an exit there where there's a transit area. It slips to the side. I don't know
it's
if you guys know
where. At the 145th or 175th
station. Something like that up there, right? So as it's going there, the lines on the road, they're a little too dark going up into that deal, so it actually started pulling me in.
Oh, no!
Is that
the one that vibrates, too, sometimes? Like if you're
a little bit, yeah. Yeah, if you don't touch the doggone wheel enough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to a degree, I do agree with it, but at the same time, like...
Just drive better.
For
Pay
real.
More attention, man.
For real. Just wake up. Put your phone down.
Right.
Turn your phone off. You know, there's people that are watching movies that are out there while they're driving. It's like, it's not that boring.
Right.
I said it last week, right? Like, sometimes I'll drive around on a Sunday, like, I'll put on Red Zone on my phone, and then I put it face down on the seat.
Right. So
I can hear it, but it fights the urge to look at it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Apparently, scientists can now use glue guns to repair broken bones.
Oh.
Well, they've been using glue to
suture
for a number of years.
That's kind of why, you know, we're using just staples to put people's heads together. We're using glue to suture it up. Bones?
I wonder
needs to be held in place.
As long as they're held in place.
Did the medical industry start using glue first? So I'm sure it happens on construction sites as well. But just in my time in kitchens, before I ever heard of the medical industry using glue to put skin back together, if you cut yourself to the point you're not going to die at the restaurant, they're like, put glue on it and shut up. I mean,
it works.
And I thought it was crazy. Right, it worked. And then maybe 5 years later, I heard they're doing that in the medical world.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if lazy cooks are what inspired this whole medical industry thing. Because nobody cares when you cut yourself. They're like, glue it.
There you go. Just have that there.
The duct tape Band-Aid.
New studies have revealed that as the temperatures get hotter, people are upping their consumption of sweets. I don't know what that correlation is, but...
Ice cream?
Could be.
It's the only thing I can figure. Because it's not like when it's hot out, it's like, I could go for cake.
Right?
I mean...
Popsicles, ice cream.
I just feel like as an adult, Slurpees. Outside of a birthday party, cake and pie lends itself to a cooler temperature.
Yeah.
It does.
Like around the holidays or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could. But if you came home on like a hot day and so it was like a baked, but you'd be like...
You're an idiot.
Well, and also you think about the alcohols that you're drinking, the cocktails that you're drinking. Like when it's summer outside, then the weather's warmer.
Sweeter.
Like, that's right. You're looking for the fruit of your drinks. Whereas as it's getting darker outside, you know, that's, you know, the pumpkin spices are coming out. Now that you're having a whole lot of cocktails.
Or is it just the correlation that is what your body tells you that you need?
Could be.
I don't know.
I'm just one of those people where it's hot out. It's like ice cold beer. Then around Christmas, be like, nothing since the holidays. It's like an ice cold beer. Like, dude, you just like drinking cold beer. Don't try to like make it better.
Merry Christmas, the mountains are blue.
Yeah, right. Like you say that about every hot season.
Put on your thinking caps, gents. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a formal S word, careful, that describes someone or something that shows confidence and hopefulness or something that is blood red in color. a formal S word.
Sanguine,
that describes something or someone that is that shows confidence and hopefulness, or something that is blood red in color.
Because sangria, I believe, just means blood or something to that effect.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go swagger.
Swagger.
Oh, good one, Miles.
Ted, any guesses?
Super confident?
Stevie got it with sanguine.
Sanguine. Somebody always read it as sanguine.
It's a weird looking word.
It's just sanguine.
Yeah,
you ever had sangria?
I have.
Pretty good.
No, it's not bad. But again, back to the summertime drink in need of sugar.
I've had it once on a rooftop.
Only once? Really?
Yeah. And the guy was like, what's that? He's like, sangria. And I go, I should get a sangria. He goes, you're on a rooftop in like Laguna Beach. You can get a sangria.
You got this.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right.
I realize you're not married. That's why you've had it once.
What is it, just wine and
what were you worried about?
I don't know. I'm not the kind of guy that usually gets a sangria, and he's like Hawaiian. He's like, brother, you're on a rooftop on the beach. Right. Like, get one.
That's just wine and like fruit cocktail in it, right?
Basically.
Almost like a Pimm's cup with wine.
Yes.
Pimm's.
I like Pimm's.
Pimm's. I thought you said Pimm cup.
So I know. Well, you started laughing. I'm like, chalice, I know. Baby. He's talking about
say, a, brother. That's a jeweled chalice.
Like, do Pimm's eat fruit? Is there something? I don't know.
Pimm. I think it's an English Pimm, thing.
Yes.
But it's like
it
a
is.
Pimm, yeah.
Pimm's cup. P-I-M-M. Pimm's cup.
I like the idea that Mike and his wife do. We're just sitting around the house knocking back stuff out of Pimm cup.
You know it, man.
Get my chalice, mama.
That's right. Oh. It's a Friday night.
I'm looking to unwind.
Fail it to the top.
So Mike is when he gets home. Very professional here, but otherwise.
Say, Foxy Mama, I'm home.
Right. I just become Cat Williams right. When I walk in.
There's just old funk music playing as he walks in the door.
I change into my big old robe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look out for me.
Powders up his hand.
Why is he wearing sunglasses? I put my grill in. New research shows that a single fecal transplant can provide years of health benefits.
Where do you get this poop?
Like,
do you pick the person? Do you like, yeah, you look like a pretty good looking guy.
And where
you
can I healthy? Donate?
Can I have some of that poop you got?
I think it's like almost like blood donation. Like you bring in the poop, they test your poop, and if you're a good poop person, maybe they ask you for more poop. But either way, you come in, you have whatever problem you got going on, Miles, and they're like, we got just the sample for you. You know, like this guy's gut bacteria will help you.
Do they take it in a nugget and give me the nugget?
Right? I don't know.
Do they smear the nugget?
Miles, next checkup. Go on, ask him about
it. Is that how it's applied? Do you put it on as a facial cream? What do you do?
I think they put it on the tip of their glove and just stick it in there.
Right?
They do. Oh. And then that's enough. That once you get in there, even though it's coming out.
Don't poop it out.
They just grab a little syringe. All right.
Thank you.
It's getting to be that time of year. When
you wipe your ass with my dirty toilet paper.
Oh.
Here you go, buddy.
Oh, no.
Make yourself healthy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A man in BC, Canada, was just trying to get himself a Slurpee, and he ended up arrested, Miles.
Why was he arrested?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country superstar Morgan Wallen.
That's right.
He seems to be in the news more and more. This time, something went wrong, but it was an innocent thing. So he played a show in Toronto, and he walked with former Blue Jays slugger Jose Bautista. So the place, of course, they go absolutely ape-ass, but one of the things people remember about Jose, specifically if you live in Toronto, is his legendary bat flip after he hit a monster home run in the 2015 American League Divisional Series. All right?
Yeah.
So, Morgan and he are now walking out to the stage before Morgan's show, so Jose hands Morgan a bat and encourages him to do the bat flip on stage, man. You know what I mean? Let people know. And Morgan obliged. And as he launched it, It flew directly at Jose's wife, hitting her in the face.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It came right at the camera.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He didn't mean to.
Oh, it's no. It's a direct shot, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, this thing.
Well, that sucks.
The good news is Jose was like, hey, man, she's all right. Wasn't as bad as it looked, but yeah, he's not good on the bat flip there. So keep going, Morgan. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.